Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KMX 1070 News Radio. Good morning. I'm Rob Archer. In for Chris Seaton's our top local story. In-depth team coverage of the coronavirus crisis continues. A major grocery store chain is taking precautionary measures a step further now.
The nation's largest supermarket operator, Kroger, the parent company of Ralph's and Food for Less here in Southern California, is now recommending that all their stores limit capacity to 50%.
Ralph's is actually taking it a step further, and we are limiting our store capacity to 25%. So that's one person for every 180 square feet within our stores.
That's John Votava. He's a spokesman for Ralph's and Food for Less in Southern California. He says local stores are evaluating and testing the idea of one-way aisles, but no decision on that measure has been made as of yet. Chris Seaton's KNX 1070 News Radio.
More L.A. businesses face charges for staying open while being non-essential.
Remember when L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti said all non-essential businesses needed to be closed via their stay-at-home mandate during the coronavirus pandemic? And if they weren't closed, they would face serious repercussions? Turns out they weren't kidding. This is LAPD Chief Michael Moore.
The vast majority of Los Angeles are showing their better angels, but to the 37 individual cases which we have filed a criminal complaint with the city attorney, we expect to see fines and criminal prosecutions for that.
Chief saying it's not just irresponsible, it's not only endangering themselves, but their employees and everyone else in that community. And he said he was proud of the city attorney for his work in prosecution of those individuals. Randy Cardoon, KNX 1070.
The city of Carson getting serious about people wearing protective masks. The city council taking up a vote tonight, ratifying a city order requiring people to use them when going out for essential tasks or face a $1,000 fine. Carson Mayor Albert Robles tells KNX why.
While L.A., Southern California, is a hotspot of the coronavirus as recognized compared to other parts of the country, in Carson, we have one of the highest infection rates. We have one of the highest concentration rates, and we need to take extra measures.
The ruling would apply to residents and visitors within the city's boundaries. Orange County may soon require essential workers to cover their faces amid the coronavirus pandemic.
Even as people are encouraged to stay home as much as possible, they will still need to get food, gas, and perhaps medicine.
Then the question then comes to at the touch points where the public can transmit the virus. What can we do to minimize that risk?
Orange County Supervisor Andrew Doe will recommend that essential workers wear face coverings and possibly gloves at work during today's special board meeting.
Whether it is in a grocery store or in a restaurant, in a drugstore, I think those measures are necessary.
San Diego County recently changed its policy to do the same. Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
There could be fewer coronavirus deaths and hospitalizations in California than initially previously projected. Researchers at the University of Washington's Medical School have revised their forecast. They had originally expected more than 6,000 deaths, but that is down to less than 1,800. UCLA epidemiologist Dr. Ann Ramoyne tells MSNBC that lack of complete data complicates the forecasting.
This is a question of where do we stand right now with the data that we have? And one of the problems is we still don't have great data based on testing, which would give us a denominator. What we have are numbers of deaths and the rates of infection of people who are getting tested.
The forecast now says California will hit its peak a week from Friday instead of the end of the month. Governor Newsom says they don't expect to hit the peak until mid-May. Federal judge set to hear from L.A. City and county officials about why sanitation facilities on Skid Row are not working amid the coronavirus outbreak. The judge says he tried to use four of the hand-washing stations that didn't have water in them. This following reports that the portable restroom company is pulling out of contracts with the city after one of its workers was stabbed by a loose syringe. An LACD official previously said 50 additional portable toilets, 60 additional hand washing stations would be installed by the end of this week. Restrictions on coronavirus testing in LA County are easing up as capacity expands.
It's probably the question I get the most from people. When can I get a test?
LA Mayor Eric Garcetti says you no longer have to be in a high-risk group to get tested for free.
This is not everybody gets a test. We're opening up the aperture saying you're no longer restricted to only those who are 65 and older and or those folks who have pre-existing medical conditions or compromised immune systems. So now it is for folks with symptoms and folks who will go through that will still be asked those questions. If you say I don't have any symptoms, you're not getting a test right now.
Garcetti says eligible people from throughout the county can register for testing on the city's coronavirus website. Meanwhile, more testing sites are coming. Locations are due to open this week in East LA, South LA, and Santa Clarita. Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070 News Radio.
University of California Health says it's going to begin offering daily updates about the number of positive coronavirus tests confirmed at its five medical centers across the state, and that includes UCLA and UCI. Authorities say it's going to help state and federal officials monitor the spread of the virus in real time. The information is going to be posted at the University of California Health Twitter feed.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.